So these so-called elites, billionaires, trillionaires, bankers, and also the universities and professors and medical research and health research that they funded, they made sure they funded it because then they choose the direction, have been either deliberately or for profit or likely both. Been manufacturing foods that aren't food. And I heard years ago that only 15%, I reported on radio, only 15% of all products in a supermarket are food. 15%. So when you walk past the fruit and veggie aisle, and who knows if that's GMO and tampered with, so it's no good for you either. But when you've walked past that, which is usually the first thing when you enter a store, you're done. Everything else isn't food. So they've been using this system of ultra processed foods, frozen pizzas, all that stuff that kids love, right? And then you wonder why afterwards they say, I'm hungry. That's because their body's telling them they haven't received any nutrition, because they haven't. So they seem like a guts, they seem like greedy, right? And they get obese. Yes, because they're still hungry, so they overeat, but also the body can't dispose of this crap, right? There are rumors that these fast food burgers stay in the body and can't be got rid of for 5 years. And a friend of mine every year wishes happy birthday, and they're past to 17 years of their fast food chain fries, which they have sitting on their desk at work out in the open. And they're over 17 years old, and they look exactly the same way they did when he bought them, just a little dehydrated, but still there. Then they've used this instant injection of our children as soon as they're born and before their immune system is established. They don't like you to leave those hospitals until those little babies have had their jabs, which is crazy. I breastfed three children. The colostrum comes out first, the immune system of the mother going into the baby, and that's for a few days before even the milk comes on to nourish them. And then they've been, look at this product that they're giving kids in America now if they're obese. So they're just sending us down, these evil elites and their paid off medical profession are sending us down a route towards an early death, right? Because they do believe there are too many of us. Even Kamala Harris said, until we depopulate, we can't drink clean water and breathe clean air, which is absolute bollocks. This planet is abundant, you know, and if they'd stop blocking out the sun, we'd be able to grow more food. And then, of course, we weren't dying off quick enough. We were still succeeding. We were still playing sport. Then they let them all go to the Olympics and put them on a meat-free diet because they know that's also bad for you. Very bad for you. Sorry to my vegan friends. My vegan friends, by the way, look very ill. You know, I'm talking, they look like an AIDS patient. They look so ill. They have no strength. They actually, I know one guy is very smart, and he keeps losing his job because he's losing his focus because he's not having any meat. And then, of course, they come along and work with Big Pharma. So basically, that means when you break it down, every single thing that enters our body is bad for us. Think about that. Every injection, every tablet, every so-called remedy, every yummy processed food, every fast food. Now they're GMOing the fruits and veggies, so you know you don't even know if they're good for you. Grow them yourself from heritage seeds. If you're in Australia, go to Greeks and Italians. They raise seed from plants they had, you know, since the 50s. And I think it's fair to say at this point in history that we now know it's deliberate because they know what it's doing and they're still doing it. And just to make sure that they can keep doing it, the same people that own the big pharma companies have just bought all the supermarkets. Yeah, it's so many things. It's assault, it's rape, it's attempted murder, it's genocide, and it's democide. because these people who also now fund large government organizations like the TGA in Australia and the FDA and the CDC, they approved it all. They approved it all. That's it. Hands off our kids. I don't care how many pandemics you call. The jig is up. You're trying to kill us, and you can fuck off.